everyone. Welcome to the SEO podcast, Unknown Secrets of Internet Marketing. My name is Chris Burris, one of the owners of EWR Digital.
And my name is Matt Bertram. I'm the lead strategist here at EWR Digital in the office.
Welcome back to another fun-filled edition. Actually, Matt and I had to brave like four fjords and floods, and it was actually raining in this building in the lobby. Like, that's not our responsibility, but I took a video of like water shooting up from a manhole cover in the parking lot. Like, it rained hard. Yeah. And you had to eat too, right? Like,
So you've been waiting on me a minute. I was like, we're gonna get stuck here and I need to get some food. Do you need anything? No reply. I was like, I'm getting it anyway.
The food is happening. And we are excited about the show we have for you today. We're gonna be covering an article, how to get quality backlinks, 12 ways that really work. You're listening to an SEO podcast, you know the backlinks are really valuable. How would it feel to have 12 ways that really work to get backlinks? We'll stick around and you'll find out here soon. We are excited that we are sponsored by SpyFu. This is again, like, so last one, go back and listen to the last episode. We actually really dug into a SpyFu article about how to do competitive research, how to do SEO things with the SpyFu tool. That's not easy to say. I think you made me say it five times. I think I did it. Like, go back. I said it five times last time. The SpyFu tool. That's right. It's exactly the right tool for you. What is it? So it's SEO Marketing Suite, PPC Analyzer, Historic Data, Competitive Analysis, Backlink Outreach, Unlimited Keyword and Domain Projects. That's worth repeating because we have bumped into that issue in different software. Unlimited keyword and domain projects, custom reporting. One CEO who uses the tool says, an amazing tool to dominate your competition. There are so many awesome features that have given us an advantage over our competition. We could leave. I know you have more to add, but we could leave it with, you want to dominate your competition, you need to be using SpyFu.
Yeah, no, I think SpyFu has really been known for their PPC tools, and they've been really beefing up their SEO side and just kind of overall analytics. I think it's a really great tool, a listening tool for people to kind of check out what's going on with the competition. If you haven't checked out SpyFu in a while, I would say go back and check it out. It's got some really great features. And, last podcast, we actually went through a lot of those on how to do keyword research. And a lot of these different tools you should be working into your strategy, especially one that has unlimited searches, right?
Yeah, unlimited keywords and domains for the project.
Because that, as you're growing an agency, is super important. And, to kind of manage your cost and to project that out, it's always good to start with a tool and keep using that same tool, because switching over to new tools is painful and it's time consuming. And so you want to find one that does what you need it to do, that you really like. And I think SpyFu would be a great option to go check out. And it's really fun too, Chris, because you can just kind of see what you're doing versus everyone else, the combat, rest. Right?
So watch out. All right. We do have a review. We're always excited when we have a review. It is positive. In fact, it is, of course, 5 stars. Oh, that was good. I feel like, boom. This one is from Harshal Mars. It says, EWR Digital has improved our company's business and created a system that saves us a lot of time and quality traffic using multiple digital marketing channels and SEO. They are always willing to go above and beyond to help you and your business succeed. They are quick to respond to emails and phone calls. I would recommend them to everyone.
Yeah, so I would actually caveat that to say we just set up a chatbot.
Okay, yeah.
Test
out the chatbot.
Yeah, and really, I would say the best way is to submit your information. So then we all get it.
Yeah.
Like in a little text. And then we can get back to you quickly.
Yeah.
And check out the chatbot. I have a new marketing assistant and she's manning it. And so you're going to get a live person. And
is your marketing assistant called Alexa?
Not anymore.
That was the old one. Hey, now we got to talk about this, right? This is really cool. We had a really big event. Actually, we had a team building event. So flew some of the team members in, like our team spread out all over the world, flew some of them in so they could join us at this event. We were at a suite, at an NFL suite Great job. Great team building, Matt, like fearless leader, putting that together. This is the
I don't know if you guys, can you guys see this? Like
Chris. Yeah. No, that's our client. We've done the branding. We've done the brand guide. We built their website. Yeah.
Well, this is actually the business plan. Like yeah, this is like yeah. how he's been raising yeah,
I,
money. Yeah.
So yeah, I got actually something better. Hold on. Let's see. Check that out.
Hey guys, I'm here with Matt Bertram of EWR. They just purchased the first box suite in NFL history using Bitcoin through BitWallet. Matt, how was the experience?
John, the experience was so smooth. We were able to buy the tickets, making NFL history. Very exciting. Love to be here. It's a great team building experience for all of the EWR team. And we're just so happy for you, John. BitWallet everywhere you look, right there, all over the place. This is amazing. We're happy to just be part of it. Thank you so much.
The fastest, simplest way to buy Bitcoin is through the BitWallet app. Just download BitWallet in the App Store or Google Play Store and create your account to buy Bitcoin instantly. Just enter the amount you'd like to buy and provide your debit card information. Your newly purchased Bitcoin will arrive in your wallet in just a few minutes.
Boom. Like that is hot. By the way, I just want to add, I did attend that event, although there was no representation of me at that event. Although I think there was the back of my head when you were pointing at the field. I do think that was the back of my head. I think I recognize that. But what an amazing time. And yeah, the first company to buy an NFL suite with Bitcoin using BitWallet. You know, they're not, I mean, they're just a great customer. Go check them out, bitwallet.org. That's kind of cool. And what a great video, Ivan, man, patif to you. Like he just takes like all like the clips and then just rolls them into perfection. So if you guys need a video, like reach out to us. We can help you create.
Yeah. I mean, we've been doing awesome this stuff for 3.5 years and we won a bunch of awards and people really like it. We also actually did all the graphics, Chris, up on the big screen.
Cool was it? So here we are at the Texan Stadium, right? Yeah. The NRG Stadium. And you know how they have that like one band of screens that's all around the stadium. And then of course the big jumbotrons or whatever they're called these days, bitwallet.org all around. And like, hey, that's our client. Like that's stuff we've put together. That's the branding we've put together for them. And then up, I'll never forget the minute, the moment when on the big screen, right, on the left was a good sized BitWallet. On the right was a good sized Coca-Cola. And then they actually got rid of the Coca-Cola to show some of the events that were happening actually on the field at the time. And I'm like, well, BitWallet just stayed when Coca-Cola went away. They look bigger than Coca-Cola.
Chris, we've
amazing.
Been working on this brand for 3 or 4 years or something like that. I just, it's normal for me now.
Oh yeah.
BitWallet everywhere, to see our clients everywhere. So that is something that we've taken from inception, to the big screen
fruition to like national prominence.
Yeah. National. So check it out, search, EWR and Texans or, you know, Bitcoin and, we'll come up. It's pretty cool.
You'll find us. That's pretty. Oh, and one more announcement about the podcast. In fact, I don't know if you can put the comments, if anybody's show the comments, because we made an adjustment to Matt's microphone last time. We became aware that his volume was a little bit lower.
Really quiet and just reserved. Like I'm really reserved.
Just easing through life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what every SEO strategist does.
Says. Yeah. Everyone says that about me.
So yeah, if you guys can comment, you usually can see the comments somewhere off to the right. Is that a setting or something?
I don't know, Chris.
There's something. All right. Shall we jump into the article?
Yeah. People are going to.
The bobbleheads, they say, yes, we should jump into it. First off, if you see us playing with the bobbleheads that are in our likeness, you should subscribe.
That would be awesome if like every time we play with the bobblehead, we'll give something away. It's the first person to comment.
Okay. Yeah. Like, that would but we can't even see the comments.
Well, you know, we're back in the office. We got everything set up.
It feels really good.
Yeah.
Other than the rain coming down in the lobby. it actually stopped.
This is a really nice building, Chris. It's amazing. What you're talking about.
It's amazing.
Yeah. No, this is amazing place to do business. It's pretty good. All right. So let's jump into this article, This is how to get quality backlinks, 12 ways that really work. This is by Ryan Weber, Patif to Ryan Weber. I feel like there's lots of Ryan Weber, not easy to say, Spyful Tool. That is really, really kind of tough.
We are speaking English on this podcast.
Yes. We're at least testing my English, that's for sure. If your business isn't building quality backlinks, you're missing one of the fundamental criteria to rank higher in the search engine results page. It has long been known that Google's search algorithm rewards distance, prominence, and relevance. And the first time I read this distance, I was like, what does distance even mean? And then I came to understand that, like, how far are you from the searcher, right? The near me kind of searches, right? Mm-hmm. So depending on the type of searching you're doing, distance is really, really important. If you're looking for a car wash, you probably are not interested in a car wash in another country, in another province, in another state, probably not even in another city. So distance is a key point. And we're going to talk about prominence. We do know how important these backlinks are. Remember, PageRank was actually a determination of how important is a page, what prominence does it have, what relevance does it have for the phrases based on those links back. And then they've kind of oscillated. They've gotten a lot of focus on the quality of the content.
Oh, yeah.
But still looming large is this links, are these backlinks, right? Like, that's incredibly important.
Always. It's how the algorithm was built. It's the foundation of it all.
The page rank based on what are the backlinks.
Yep.
While a business can't always impact distance from the searcher, it can work. By the way, that's the moment I understood distance. It can work to improve its relevance and prominence. The bottom line is every business needs quality white hat backlinks. We'll talk about that a little bit more. White hat backlinks essentially serve as a vote of confidence, more votes, more prominence. Like, that's just what happens. Obtaining quality backlinks is easier said than done. Let's jump into the 12 ways to get quality backlinks. Number one, ask to be a guest blog. This is where we might have an intersection of white hat, gray hat, black hat, or Google is just obfuscating the reality, because they've come out on numerous occasions and said guest posting is not a great way to build links. Guest posting is not what they actually want you to do, but then they seem to still be very valuable. It doesn't really make sense in a lot of contexts to do a guest post, to have somebody who's in a similar industry and you're sharing content that's both relevant to their industry and your industry, and you're sharing it with authority. Like, that's what part of what the internet's about.
Well, yeah, the authorship component, right? And so I think it really goes back to who's posting what on, like, medical sites or your money, your life kind of things that influence it. What is the credibility that that person has? But I think that getting your name out there, doing things that authorities do, whether it's being on a podcast, whether it's talking in front of a group, whether it's writing an article or a blog, whether it's getting that blog out there, I think what they're talking about with guest posting is the exchange of money for links, right? And that's what Google doesn't like. And so they've really looked at that pretty specifically. Is my sound okay?
I just wanted to make sure, because we didn't do a full test. There is actually sound. So we knew the video was going. I just want to, like, you know, we've done a podcast a long time ago where we got at the end of it. It was like, well, the sound wasn't on, or I didn't hit record or something. We are good.
Yeah, that was real fun. Thanks for bringing back
this. I was trying to block those out.
I think that really it's about earned work, right?
Yeah,
and putting stuff out there that you're really adding value. Yeah. I think that's ultimately what it is.
That's what they, and so I think they've done this announcement that they don't like guest posts or whatever to kind of dissuade people from just using that exclusively. And again, at the end of the day, as long as you're providing value to the Google user, Google is going to look favorably upon the site. And if that's the fact that this guest post is relevant, good content by an authority in the space on your site, and links back to that authoritative, good quality website. Like those are things that Google's going to like. So ask for guest posts. Look for sites that accept guest post contributions and make sure they're relevant in your industry. Ideally, you want to go for higher domain authority websites.
And I would say also there's a whole business out there of just sites that are giving out links for content, and that's the only purpose of the site. Those are things that Google's going after.
Yeah, that's right? That's the exact
like thing. The only reason that these are just posting farms kind of thing.
Yeah.
So I think it's really about brand, right? Yeah. And does a brand have visitors and audience, and and are they talking about you? Right. Yep. And can you, like, I write for Forbes, an entrepreneur, and Search Engine Journal.
Yep.
Right. And so those are, I'm getting a byline guest post. That's exactly what it is.
Yep. Right? And it's so high quality content on a high quality website, linking back to.
I'm a contributor. So everything that there's like outliers and it could be taken in different contexts.
I think the point at this point would be do it right.
Get on other sites and get in link back to you that are high authority.
Yep. And do it right. Yeah. Just make sure they're not junk articles out there. All right. Number two, ask your partners or distributors or suppliers. If you partner with a business and are a preferred vendor or supplier, ask for a link to your site. Many businesses already have a partner page to showcase who they do business with. Go ahead and make sure that you're included in that list. This should be an easy ask, right? At the end of the day, you're not saying, and we've actually done this for clients where we're like, hey, you're like a big vendor. Could you make a vendor page and then put our client on it, like for a backlink? That's a little harder of an ask if they've already got that vendor page, who we do business with, who we respect in the community. Just get yourself added there.
Well, one of the things I would say that a lot of people don't do much is really kind of once a quarter, look and see, like put in alerts on your name or your company's name to see where you're being listed. And if you need to update anything or there's gaps or opportunities of where you should be, because Google's trying to make a online representation of what's going on in the real world. So if there's any real world connections that are happening, you need to find a way to represent that online.
Yeah.
So
yeah, absolutely. All right. Number three, ask for, and by the way, this is how to get backlinks, 10 ways that really work. Number three is ask for credit where credit is due. Boom. Right.
That's the name article. That's
sometimes your business may be mentioned, but you aren't receiving proper credit, a glowing testimonial, but they're not linking to your site. For another example, a successful blog may point to a finding published by your business and fail to provide a backlink. An example happened recently. You had to reach out to them and say, hey, this is a great press release. We're included on it. Can you like make sure that you get a link to us? Like ask where credit is due. Like that makes sense. Ask businesses you work with to provide a backlink. And you already touched this. Set up Google Alerts. Set up Google Alerts on your name, because even that's not just going to show if it links back to you. That's going to show if your name was used. And if your name is used and there's no backlink, and you want to work on your profile, there's some nuances on this. You want to make sure you're doing the right thing in terms of what the anchor text is or whatever, but you want to get that link back to you.
Well, it's really like a mention or even like an unstructured citation. And,
and
Google's getting a lot better to talk about that. But again, it's looking for more signals. So if you have some mentions and everything similar, and then you have some backlinks, it's going to work out, right? Yeah. But if it's just one mention somewhere, you want to go get that credit if you can.
Yeah, get that credit. Number four, leverage brands and influencers to share your products or services. So find a blog, niche, or influencer within your industry to try and get them to review your product or service. You can also pay macro level influencers to get their honest feedback and make sure that they link back to your product or service. This is fairly straightforward. Make sure you provide a blog or influencer with an affiliate link, right?
Oh, yeah.
And I can tell you in one of my businesses, I have an affiliate link for everybody I work with. whether they're an affiliate or not. It just makes tracking the value of that particular appearance in a podcast, say, how valuable was that appearance, because people use that link, and then I know that that particular podcast had value.
It's like a coupon code.
Use some sort of coupon code. Or
a QR code.
Like, yep.
Do you have QR codes set up yet?
I don't really use them, because QR codes are typically brick and mortar, and so I don't really have any brick and mortar situations, although that's starting.
I just think you should have
a QR. Just QR. Just, we do. Touchless. We do. It's actually on our packaging, so yeah.
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 All right.
The commission may come from simply clicking the affiliate link, or if the consumer actually makes a purchase, that's an affiliate. That's adding an affiliate link. You could pay them for just traffic. That would be up to you. I tend to focus on like an actual purchase, because you know, traffic is traffic. People can kind of snake that. All right. Ready for number five?
Let's do it.
Number five, create engaging visual content. Ooh. Again, this is a great way that works to get backlinks. Yeah, it's not like we haven't talked about this, 41% of the time. Nearly 41% of marketers said original graphics help them reach their marketing goals. Visual content is easily digestible and shareable. An infographic or any other type of visual, it's an easy way to increase the likelihood of your content being shared. The reality is it's so nice and easy to share an infographic, right?
Like, yeah. No, I would say original content on, like, okay, if you're doing blogs, I mean, stock art's been overdone. Everybody's seen the stock art. When you look at an article, you see stock art. It's just not as nice. If you see an original article or original graphic on a blog, it makes you pay extra special attention. And so we've actually seen data to support that. And that is even a service that we offer, is if you want to upgrade your blog. So on some of the high authority stuff that we do, we do custom graphics for that. And we've seen the read time go up, right? And we've seen the share time go up. It just feels more custom and nice. And that's really what it is. And certainly, you know, if you're churning out a bunch of blogs or something like that, you want to look at that and go, okay, if I'm new to your business and I find this article, how are you going to position me in your head? Right.
Yeah.
And so certainly adding those custom graphics, maybe you can't do it everywhere, but there should be some kind of cornerstone or milestone content or authority pieces that you put out where you really want to consider it.
And then that's another opportunity for alt tags more technical SEO work.
You share those and you can push those out like SlideShare on LinkedIn or something like that. I mean, it's really great. So,
all right. Number six, publish original research. And I think you alluded to this just a second ago. The more informative your content is, the more likely it is to be shared. So if you're putting authoritative stuff out there, authoritative lists or, you know, purchase guides or I don't know, software, SEO software that works, which is probably a list we should put together, then that's going to be very likely to get shared because people like to share those things. You can become a trusted content sharing source by leveraging your expertise in original research. Every time a consumer, blog, or business mentions your research, you'll receive a white hat backlink. I'm going to add a little caveat to this. It's like, or you should. Like, that goes back to, if they are sharing and mentioning your research and they're not linking you, get credit where credit is due. Like, so, go back and follow them.
So original published content, it goes back to the original like reason for the internet.
Yeah.
And it was just white papers being shared among institutions and researchers. Google absolutely eats it up. And also, if you want something to go viral, rehashing whatever else is out there is not going to get you there.
Yeah.
I'm actually putting together some data right now on the value on like using our indicators and some indicators. You can't see everything, but how valuable is it to have stadium advertising throughout a game?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Based on the number of people that went there. So we have some good metrics, right? How many times it was shown.
Yep.
And then what happened with all the analytics on the site and off page. And so I'm actually putting a study together, which could be really interesting when it comes out. So,
that's, I mean, anytime you can be publishing content like that, that's really phenomenal. Yeah, you want to do that.
Something good for them, or maybe not so good. I don't know. Right. Like, I don't know what the data is going to show just yet, but it's exciting to be able to put stuff like that together. And that is something that thought leadership is looking for. That's what people are looking for. So to take that extra time to put that kind of thing together makes a huge difference. And if you don't have that data, there's also publicly available data, because we're doing this AI tool for one of our clients.
Yeah.
And there's actually public e-gaming data that we're able to get offline and right. scrape it and put some research,
yeah.
and put some data together. And then there's even statistics, like there's city statistics, state statistics, there's demographic stuff, there's census information. So there's a lot of stuff out there that you can use to come up with new findings and share something new. Because again, Google's trying to index all the information in the world. And if you're just rehashing old blogs, it's not going to do much for you.
Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah. And so you kind of made the point, hey, if you're just rehashing the old blog, one thing that you could, if you're
Google
out there,
Google will unindex to you. Like yeah. right now, Google is unindexing blogs if there's no original value, because yeah. so much content's been created all the time.
Yep.
It's
actually getting unindexed. So you can see that in your
console. And if it's not indexed, it doesn't help you at all.
So one thing that you can do, because you might be like, look, I don't have the budget, I don't have time to dig through this data or whatever, take what's already existing and put another angle on it.
Oh,
you know, yeah, like where an article like says, oh, the Texans are a great team. Well, come back at that and say, oh, well, they're not a great team, and here's why, and here's how they could be better. Like, just have a different angle that's not necessarily the industry standard or not necessarily what everyone agrees with. Like,
well, I would say on the first two pages of Google,
yeah.
right? Like, look what's on the first two pages of Google, see if you can add something or see if you have a different team view.
Yeah.
Because that's really where the national conversation's coming,
yeah.
right? It's on social media. It's on Google. It's in these big Web 2 platforms. This is where the national conversation is happening. I mean, and maybe Joe Rogan.
Yeah. and then ultimately, like, publishing original research, that can help your EAT, right?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Mm-hmm. It helps improve your prominence. That's the one we started talking about. All right. Number 7, build a useful free tool. Building a free tool or a light version of your solution is an effective way to build quality white hat backlinks. It can also drive potential leads, obviously. He gives the example of Adobe offers a lighter version of several of their tools. There's Adobe Acrobat Reader. There's Adobe Photoshop Express. These are tools they can use. I mean, these are great ways to get people to try out your tools. But if you think in terms of, I don't know, a tool that's good that we've worked with in the past is a mortgage calculator. Like, yeah, what is your mortgage going to be?
Little
like
widgets,
then yeah. people can come to your website. They can go through that mortgage calculator process, and now you've got them engaged.
You know,
that works.
One
really
of the
well.
Things I'm like looking ahead here to just make sure it's not getting mentioned, and I don't think it is. So I'll
let you know.
Put it in this category.
I'll let you know.
I'll go ahead and put it in this category is badges.
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
So starting certifications, badges. We've seen a proliferation of review sites, right? And they're yeah. like, put our badge on there and
yeah.
link to us. And people are doing it. And guess what it's doing? It's helping their SEO.
Yeah.
And it's legitimate. So
we're working on an EWR badge, digital marketing excellence badge.
You know, actually, I was in a little mastermind, and we were talking about how to roll something like that out. I think when we get a little bit more bandwidth and start hiring people, which if you're out there and you like what you hear and you're really good at podcasts, please reach out to us. But we are building a team that's going to be dedicated to the podcast
yeah.
and growing the educational piece of the business, the media piece of the business, info products, workshops, conferences, all that sort of webinars, all those sort
yeah.
of things.
Yeah. All that good stuff.
Yep.
All right. 8, publish ultimate and step-by-step guides. So ultimate guides are supposed to be the quote unquote, yeah, are supposed to be the ultimate resource on a designated topic. A step-by-step guide in theory provides an easy way to learn how to do something. Consumers favor ease and simplicity. Of course. I mean, we went from, I don't know, 1 hour abs to 5 minute abs. Somebody I'm sure has like 30 second abs out there. Like people want.
There's some kind of, someone was talking to me about it at a dinner party the other night, and it's like some kind of, I don't know, jacket that
yeah.
you wear, and it has electrodes on it, and you're supposed to like move with it. And it's basically like running a marathon, but you're like drinking a beer or something.
I did see a funny video. They had little electrodes connected to the bicep and are like having this girl drink a beer, and then you like fire up the electrodes.
That looks like a GIF.
It was kind of funny. All right, so publish those guides. There's again great ways to get links, because people are gonna like, hey, there's an easy way to, I don't know, calculate your mortgage. Here's the guide on how to do it, and here's actually the tool to do it. Number nine, again, 10 ways that really work to get backlinks, use citations. So local citations help publish your business's information across the vast search ecosystem. I think we were just going to call this Google Local, right? Using citations is about Google Local. These directories also receive their own traffic, so you could get some traffic there. To start, ensure your business is listed on Google Business Profile, formerly Google My Business, Yelp, Facebook, and Apple Maps. And then actually this article, if you want to go look it up, has 21 web directories that still have value. So you could go check that out and make sure that you're listed there.
So the signals that these links create, certainly at one point was pretty overdone.
Yeah.
But it is a foundational part of SEO. And I've seen data on directory links, NAP listings, what have you, citations, and they work.
Yeah.
And Google wants to see them because they want your name listed consistency to build that trust.
Yeah.
And so that's a foundational piece. And if that's not something you've done, that's something you can do rather easily. You can go spend some time yourself and fill out these profiles and complete them as much as possible, because think about all the things that they're looking for, right? Yeah. So even think too with Google Business Profile or GMB or whatever you want to call it,
right?
That is actually a separate search engine, Chris.
Yep.
So anything that you can put on that to engage people and to keep people on it is going to help with 30%, roughly 30% of your traffic goes to GMB. And so it's a really important piece of SEO that not everybody focuses on. So
really important. Every directory you're listed on provides you with a backlink. That's a great white hat way to get backlinks. Number 10, leverage public relations. Yes, you should be doing press releases. There was a press release associated with BitWallet being in the stadium, in the NRG Stadium for the Texans game, and related to EWR making that historic purchase. You want to leverage that. Each press release your business publishes is an opportunity to add at least one backlink to your site. So usually in a press release, you don't have lots of links throughout the press release, but you do have either the byline or one link out that discusses the business.
They always don't sometimes give you more. So Chris, I got a pop quiz for you.
Okay.
Okay. So
from that smirk, I'm going to guess I'm going to fail this one, but go.
Well, this is based on some data that I'm finding. So you can have a reasonably good assumption.
Okay. Yeah.
Right? But, how many press releases do you think you should be doing a year?
Oh, a year?
A year.
I would say, the first thing that comes to mind is quarterly, and it wouldn't surprise me monthly.
Yeah. So based on Google News, every 28 days.
Okay. So monthly, just under monthly. Yeah.
13 a year.
Oh, 13 so a year. Yeah.
Plus
yeah.
one because yeah. basically
28 days. Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of cool.
Yeah.
But what I can tell you is with SEO, what I'm
Did
seeing,
you like how I gave you two answers and one that was pretty good?
You're right. Yeah. Exactly. Public relations is becoming more and more part of SEO.
Yeah.
And with what's going on right now, we're going through a huge cycle and I'm kind of doing some things to feed it, to keep it going. But you have to become more, and maybe we need to do more podcasts about how to leverage public relations, because it's more and more needed. It's like advanced SEO.
Right.
And it's something that we're doing for a lot of our clients to help tell that brand story and to cut through the noise, because a lot of the traditional SEO ways, everybody's doing those.
Yeah.
So how do you get those links? How do you get that attention? How do you get out there to get your company recognized and known and people seeking you out? It's the whole Seth Godin, Cal kind of theory, right?
Yeah.
And it's just because mass marketing hasn't worked and SEO is getting oversaturated, right? And so what are you going to do different? What are you going to do to stand out? How are you going to make those connections? And public relations is just that next tier up from, I would say, just SEO, but they go so hand in hand.
It goes
just
back
like content. Content and SEO are like different, but yet the same.
Hand in hand. Yeah. It's that marriage of Google does like the brands, like the high quality brands that are doing, you know, the knocking out of the park on all fronts. Public relations extends to social media too, where you can share links to content, and it can actually help you establish yourself and your business as an expert in the industry. So people can, when they search you up and they come across like a bunch of press releases about you or about your business, they're like, okay, these guys know what they're doing.
Well, yeah. And I think PR extends, like it is press release, PR is press release, but like public relations is so much more.
Yeah.
That even could be getting on podcasts.
Yeah.
Right. It could be talks. It could be anything that you're doing that's authoritative and putting that information out there where people can find it, getting on TV slots, right? Yeah. Radio, all these things are that next level. And I've seen the data where on some of these campaigns, we're running ads, we're running radio. We're actually doing a lot of alternatives to print, radio, TV. And it's just working so well. And what I would just tell you, gosh, I'm going, what is, I don't know, do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do it.
Don't hesitate. Ready, fire, aim. All right. Number 11, create a roundup or ask the experts blog post. So asking others for insights around a certain topic can help strengthen your content and add valuable information you may not otherwise have had. By the way, this is just a good strategy for getting for you to acquire more information about your industry from different perspectives. The value of different perspective is really hard to describe.
Well, I'm seeing a lot of people even do this in our industry. I've been reached out twice for interviews here in the last couple of months, and I did them, you know, and Neil Patel did them too. And everybody else did them. So it was like, why not? Right. And then by association, it's like, who is this person, right? Yeah. That has now interviewed all these people. And then you got a bunch of great content. You can generate a bunch of good links. Those influencers could share it as well. It builds on itself. Yeah. And so roundups are fantastic. Ask the experts. And I think that this is also like something that works so well, it starts to get overdone.
Right.
Right. And so you always got to be careful, but anything that's working, people keep doing it and doing it and doing it until it doesn't work anymore.
Until it no longer works.
And welcome marketers. This is what we do, right?
Yeah. Your contributors are more than likely to share the content piece that you create. So you get all these answers. They're going to share it with their networks. Ask potential contributors for a short contribution, maybe two or three sentences to encourage participation. And I got one the other day that was just like, hey, can you make a 1 or 2 minute video and contribute that? So yeah, that's a great strategy. Create a roundup or ask the experts blog post. Number 12, mine for broken links. This is probably the most complex of the backlink strategies.
There's tools and this does work, but man, you got to be crystal clear and hold their hand to get them to actually switch something like that out. But, and it's got to make sense.
Yeah.
I get a lot of pitches because we manage a bunch of different client sites on some of these things, and they're pitching stuff that's just not even close
So let's describe what this is, right? So a broken link building entails finding pages that no longer exist. So you're going to find a website that links to a page that no longer exists. And hopefully you have content that's relevant to the page that no longer exists and go back to the original page holder and say, hey, that link that you used to send over there, that's broken. Why don't you send it to us now? And you're saying sometimes they reach out to you and you're like, but you're not relevant to that link.
Yeah. Well, so that's happening. And then on the other end, I've had writers try to write stuff where they're linking to, someone was linking to a Microsoft job description.
Mm.
And I go, that link's going to break as soon as the job's filled.
Yeah, this is like, not they, a good
these
strategy.
Are not like good ideas. So, and that's just a natural part of the web is these links erode, right? And you have to replenish them. And so it is a very good strategy to get high quality links. But it is something that takes some time and effort to do. But people, there are people out there doing it really.
It's funny. This is so. Broken link building takes time and effort.
Oh, yeah. I read that.
All right. Concluding thoughts. Focusing on improving your brand's relevance and prominence are two surefire ways to boost your page results in the SERPs, in the search engine result pages. Building your backlinking and your internal links is a great place to start. There's lots of other SEO things to do, but again, building your backlinking and internal links is a great place to start. So, Patif to Ryan Weber, what a great article. Really good stuff.
We're just going to say Kung Fu.
Kung combat. Fu. Yep. Spy Fu. Congrats. Patif to Spy Fu. Go check out their tool. That is spyfu.com. It's a wonderful tool. Make sure you check it out.
How do you spell that, Chris? Spy?
S-P-Y-F-U.
I spell it Spy
Fu. Foo. But that's... It's not F-O-O.
I know.
You're like S-P-Y Foo. Like, I don't, that doesn't help me.
Yeah.
And then S-P-Y-F-U doesn't, like, what'd you say to me?
Really, it's all about context. It's English language is tough, Chris. Say it five times. Spy Fu five times real quick.
Spy Fu, no, but a Spy Fu tool. 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 Go check it out. Spyfu.com. Hey, we're going to ask you one little favor, like just a little favor. Okay, there's a few, and
no,
you can choose
we're
one.
Only asking one, Chris. Well, what one? Is the one
the
favor?
One favor?
What is the one favor?
Well, you've instructed me that we should send him to TikTok. Is that what you
or
want
Instagram?
To do today? Or Instagram? That sounds like two.
I'm asking to follow our shorts.
Okay, follow the shorts. So go to Instagram.com/TheBestSEOPodcast. You can also follow those shorts on TikTok. Go to TikTok.com/, and you got to use the at symbol, and there is no the. So TikTok.com/@ best SEO podcast. Make sure you follow us and grab our content, because we're actually chopping up some of them are really just the fun and entertaining, and some of them are just like the short, powerful pieces. You know, it's interesting. The only complaint we've really ever gotten about the podcast is like, you guys banter too much, you know, don't bore us with
the
core. Sound, like,
the
sound it, no, I sound it sometimes. Yeah, we get that every now and then.
Yeah.
Those shorts might be a good way to bypass, right? That, so well, some of them are going to be real quick and they might be fun banter, but most of them are going to be the hard hitting points that you're looking
for. And anybody out there that follows our agency, because we did a lot of stuff out of that. Like I said, we're breaking it apart. We're building two different teams. And so we've actually set up new profiles on all the different social media platforms. So make sure to go follow us over at Best SEO Podcast.
Is that a .com?
.com.
That's three things now.
Oh, man.
Hey, we really appreciate you, all you listeners. Again, if you're on YouTube, make sure you subscribe. Click that notification bell. If you're on any other platform, make sure you're subscribing to the podcast and so that you get regular notifications. We are the most popular SEO podcast on iTunes. That is because of you.
And on show notes, we're the top 0.05% of all podcasts in the world.
0.05. That's
point,
awesome.
Like the top 0.5%.
Hello, Joe Rogan.
We'll get him on. He's in Austin.
Well, we've got a nice table. We've got a nice layout. We're not that far away. Hey, until the next podcast, my name's Chris Burris.
My name is Matt Bertram.
Bye-bye for now.